Pranic people, lifestyle, and magnetics. Now the real work begins, as how we spend our time determines our immersion and pranic infusion levels. There are no quick paths to this, no quick initiations. Our consciousness, mindsets, and lifestyle determine this ability. Do the wise time spending game and get the gifts. Slow, safe, and organic. For attaining and maintaining this freedom. Let us begin.
Just think. Two radiating beings, transmitting different signals. Somebody who is deep in duality, living in fear, because for whatever reasons, that's their learning game right now. And somebody who has moved into the field of love, who lives in peace. Permanent peace, whose eyes are filled with love, who live from the compassionate heart. What's the difference? How we choose to spend our time. So over the years, we have realized with in-depth research and questionnaires that we provide in my book, Ambassadors of Light, a free book, you can download from the website jasmaheen.com. The people who are successful in having this freedom generally have been involved in spending their time in eight ways. Eight ways of spending time that will bring us into health, happiness, harmony, within ourselves and with all life, and if we are open and ready, give us this freedom of being nourished in a different way. So the first, meditation, to sit down, to shut up, to be in silent stillness, and with an open heart, ask to experience who we really are beyond our egoic personality nature. Meditation is about self-knowledge and self-mastery. As Socrates said, man, know thyself. And it's so beautiful to discover through silent stillness that we are pure love in form, that we are pure peace, that we are filled with this infinite love and wisdom, that we have the perfect guide and teacher within that loves us so completely, even when we are pretending to be less than that and caught up in our human self and the mesmerizing patterns of energy that can consume us, called life on earth. I know many people have been meditating for a long time, using many techniques that have become habitual. And we began to share of this in our previous videos. What has your meditation delivered to you? Are you now in a permanent state of peace? Are you hunger free? Is love the dominant frequency in your life? Do you have great relationships with family and friends? Is your presence nourishing? Do you bring out the best in all? Or are you still in separatist realities? It is honest assessment time. Has your meditation become habitual? Has it allowed you to come into union, permanent union with your essence nature? If not, are you prepared to change your meditation techniques? We have many beautiful meditations available on our iTunes channel and website. And one of the ones we recommend is the Love Breath Meditation. We share there three mantras. I am pure love. I am infinite. I am eternal. These three mantras drop us back quickly to that which we have in common. They drop us into that pure, purest levels of the essence ocean while reprogramming cellular structure to operate differently. We are not limited humans. We are vast flows of consciousness. We are formlessness flowing through individualized form. We are nourished by that formlessness. But is this an idea for you or an experience? We are pure love at our core. It is this love that delivers through wave-like motion all our vitamins, all our minerals, and everything we need to be free and nourished. We are eternal. So when we say to the cells, I am pure love, this aligns cellular structure to the channels of the purest love, the zones of the purest love. When we proclaim and recode, I am infinite, it reminds the cellular structure that there is this infinite energy washing through us. When we code, I am eternal, it reminds cellular structure that there is this immortal presence pulsating within. When we code, I am pure love, I am infinite, I am eternal, we unify because my essence is your essence, and on our baseline, we are the same. We are pure essence, just vibrating differently in each physical form, expressing ourselves differently in each physical form. Now, when we understand this, it is impossible to judge one another. Now, that doesn't mean we are in victim consciousness, allowing everyone to just do whatever. It just means that we accept the different patterns of energy that are happening in duality, and when we are done with that, we take ourselves through lifestyle into a different zone of existence on Earth. We go into the unified realms by living in harmony with all life. So, number one, meditation. Meditation, according to the yogis in India, is about letting go of the external world, turning senses inside to open and be aware of another pattern of energy that is in the underlying fabric of creation. It gives us a chance to give the mental body a holiday. It gives us a chance to have the emotional system infused with such peace and such love. Meditation has so many gifts, and I could not imagine someone in the pranic living journey who has never yet experienced their pure nature. So this is the beginning. If there is anyone with me in this series who has never experienced the pure nature, because this is what feeds you, I cannot recommend highly enough that you sit in silent stillness, use the chance, I am pure love, I am infinite, I am eternal, and open to feel how your body responds to this and what arises within you, because this, these mantras, these codes, are a quick alignment to the zone that feeds us.